Good morning. Welcome to Tech News Briefing, your daily dive into the cutting edge of innovation. I'm Arjiv.
And I'm Arohi, ready to unpack the stories shaping our technological landscape.
Today is May 13, 2026. On this day in history, back in 1941, Konrad Zuse unveiled the Z3, widely recognized as the world's first fully functional, programmable automatic digital computer. A foundational moment for everything we discuss on this show. And speaking of groundbreaking developments, we're covering a wide array of news today from the likes of Ars Technica, Hacker News, MIT Technology Review, TechCrunch, and more. From the latest in AI models and their real-world applications to exciting ventures in space manufacturing and critical cybersecurity updates, we have a packed program for you. Arohi, let's dive straight into the world of artificial intelligence, where some truly fascinating developments are emerging.
Absolutely, Arjiv. We're seeing AI evolve at an incredible pace. And one concept gaining significant traction is world models. MIT Technology Review recently highlighted these as one of the 10 things that matter in AI right now. Essentially, world models allow AI to build an internal representation of its environment, predict future states, and plan actions. This is a crucial step toward AI truly understanding and interacting with the world, moving beyond just pattern recognition to genuine comprehension. It's a foundational shift that could unlock much more sophisticated AI behaviors.
That sounds like a significant leap forward in AI's capabilities. How are developers utilizing these advanced models, and what does it mean for how AI systems are trained?
Well, on that front, we're also seeing innovations in how AI models learn and adapt. Adaption, a new player in the field, has introduced an AI tool called AutoScientist. This tool aims to automate the conventional fine-tuning process, allowing models to adapt quickly to specific capabilities. Instead of extensive manual intervention, AutoScientist helps models train themselves, accelerating development and enabling faster deployment of AI solutions tailored for niche tasks. It's about making AI more self-sufficient in its learning journey.
Faster training and adaptation are always welcome in this rapidly evolving space. And speaking of efficiency, there's also news about shrinking AI models for more practical applications. What can you tell us about Needle?
This is a truly exciting development from Cactus, shared on Hacker News. They've open-sourced Needle, a compact 26 million parameter model specifically designed for tool calling or function calling. What makes Needle remarkable is its efficiency. It runs at thousands of tokens per second on consumer devices. The Cactus team found that for tasks like matching a query to a tool name, extracting arguments, and emitting JSON, which is fundamental to how agentic AI works, massive models are often overkill. Needle uses simple attention networks, entirely built on attention and gating, no traditional MLPs. This makes it incredibly efficient for single-shot function calling, particularly for use on mobile, wearables, and custom hardware. It's a significant step toward bringing powerful, agentic AI directly to our pocket-sized devices.
That's a game-changer for on-device AI, proving that smaller can indeed be smarter for specific tasks. But with all this rapid advancement and integration of AI into our daily lives, there's also a growing discussion about potential downsides. We're hearing talk of an AI backlash. What's fueling that sentiment?
The Atlantic recently published an article suggesting that the AI backlash could get ugly. This sentiment stems from various concerns, including the massive energy and resource consumption of AI data centers, fears about job displacement, ethical implications, and the potential for misuse. As AI becomes more pervasive, public discourse is intensifying around its societal impact. The scale of infrastructure required for advanced AI, like the large data centers, is starting to draw significant scrutiny, leading to questions about sustainability and local community impact. It's a reminder that technological progress often comes with a need for careful consideration of its broader consequences.
A critical point to keep in mind as we push the boundaries of AI. Let's shift gears slightly and look at how AI is being applied in various industries, starting with the legal sector. What's Anthropic doing in this space?
Anthropic is making significant inroads into the AI legal services industry, which is heating up considerably. Their new tools are designed to automate specific clerical functions within law firms. We're talking about things like document search and review, providing quick access to case law resources, assisting with deposition preparation, and even drafting various legal documents. By streamlining these time-consuming tasks, Anthropic aims to free up legal professionals to focus on higher-level strategic work, improving efficiency across the board.
That sounds like a major boon for efficiency in a field traditionally reliant on extensive manual review. But AI isn't just revolutionizing office work, it's also tackling more tangible, everyday problems. I hear it's even helping fix potholes.
That's right, Arjiv, and it's a great example of practical AI application. Fleet management company Samsara has developed an AI model to detect different kinds of potholes and gauge how fast they're deteriorating. Potholes cost cities millions in damages and repairs annually. By equipping trucks with this AI, cities can gain a more accurate and proactive understanding of road conditions, prioritizing repairs more efficiently and potentially saving significant public funds. It's a smart way to leverage AI for infrastructure maintenance.
That's a really clever use of AI for public good. And on the policy front, there's also news about Medicare's new payment model being designed with AI in mind. This seems like a big deal for healthcare technology.
It absolutely is. TechCrunch reports that Medicare's new payment model, known as Access, is explicitly built to accommodate AI solutions. Historically, there hasn't been a governmental mechanism to pay for an AI agent that monitors a patient between visits, makes check-in calls, coordinates housing referrals, or ensures medication adherence. Access creates that mechanism for the first time. This represents a monumental shift, opening the door for AI-powered agents to play a much larger, reimbursed role in patient care, especially for chronic conditions and preventative health. It could fundamentally change how healthcare services are delivered and funded.
Those are some incredible applications showing AI's broad reach from legal services to public health. Let's turn our attention now to how AI is increasingly integrating into our personal digital lives and even our vehicles. Arohi, tell us about Poppy, the new AI assistant.
Poppy is a new AI-powered app that aims to organize your digital life proactively. It connects your calendar, email, messages, and other services to surface reminders, suggestions, and tasks based on what's happening in your life. Instead of just reacting to your commands, Poppy anticipates your needs, acting as a smart personal assistant that helps you stay on top of your schedule and priorities without you having to constantly feed it information. It's designed to be intuitive and predictive.
A truly proactive assistant sounds very appealing in our busy lives. And speaking of assistants, Amazon is enhancing its shopping experience with a new AI assistant powered by Alexa Plus.
That's correct. Amazon is launching Alexa for Shopping, a new personalized AI shopping assistant directly integrated into its search bar. This assistant replaces their previous Rufus tool and is designed to provide a more intuitive and personalized shopping experience. By leveraging Alexa Plus's advanced AI capabilities, it can understand complex queries, offer tailored product recommendations, and likely streamline the entire purchasing process, making online shopping even more efficient and user-friendly.
That sounds like it could simplify the online shopping journey for many. Even our vehicles are getting smarter with AI integration. Rivian owners are receiving a new onboard AI assistant.
Indeed, Rivian has rolled out a new onboard AI assistant as part of its latest software update. The Rivian assistant will be available for both Gen 1 and Gen 2 hardware in their vehicles. This integration suggests functionalities that could range from enhanced voice commands for navigation and entertainment to vehicle diagnostics and smart routing suggestions, making the driving experience more connected and intelligent. It's part of a broader trend of automakers integrating advanced AI to improve user interaction and vehicle performance.
From our phones to our cars, AI is becoming an omnipresent helper. Now, let's talk about the sheer computational power needed for all this AI. The infrastructure behind it is massive, and we're seeing some truly unconventional solutions to meet demand. Arohi, what's this new pitch about hosting mini data centers at home?
This is a fascinating development reported by Ars Technica. The latest AI boom has led to a novel pitch. Host a mini data center in your own home. The idea is to speed up AI compute deployment by distributing resources. Residents would be compensated for providing space and power for these units. It's an attempt to decentralize some of the computational load required for AI, potentially making compute more accessible and distributed, while offering individuals a new revenue stream. It certainly brings the phrase, data center, closer to home, literally.
That's an interesting take on distributed computing. And on an even grander scale, there are reports that Google and SpaceX are discussing an incredibly ambitious plan for AI compute.
They certainly are, Arjav. TechCrunch reports that Google and SpaceX are in talks to put data centers into orbit. This visionary plan pitches space as the future home for AI compute, despite the current costs being significantly higher than on the ground. The potential advantages could include access to abundant solar energy, cooler operating temperatures in a vacuum, and enhanced security. While still in the very early discussion stages, it highlights the immense demand for AI compute and the lengths companies are willing to go to secure future capacity, literally reaching for the stars.
Data centers in orbit. That's truly thinking outside the box. And speaking of space, it seems the final frontier isn't just for compute anymore. We're seeing exciting developments in manufacturing, specifically drug production, happening in orbit. Arohi, tell us more about Varda Space Industries.
Varda Space Industries is a startup that's been pitching its ability to perform drug experiments and manufacturing in space, and they've just announced a major commercial step forward. They've signed a deal with the pharmaceutical company United Therapeutics. This partnership aims to develop drugs in space, marking what many see as a notable step toward in-orbit manufacturing for commercial applications. The unique microgravity environment of space can alter crystal growth and molecular structures, potentially allowing for the creation of novel drug compounds or purer forms of existing ones that are difficult or impossible to produce on Earth.
So, this isn't just theoretical, it's moving into commercial viability. This could truly be a pivotal moment for drug manufacturing.
Absolutely, Arjav. Experts are calling this a really good historical moment for the space industry. The concept of building things in outer space for use on Earth has been explored for decades, but with companies like Varda, enabled by advancements in launch capabilities and re-entry technologies, it's finally becoming economically feasible. The partnership with a major pharmaceutical firm like United Therapeutics lends significant credibility to the endeavor and suggests a future where our medicines might literally come from space.
That's a truly groundbreaking intersection of pharmaceuticals and space technology. And to round out our space coverage, MIT Technology Review also mentions NASA's nuclear-powered spacecraft.
Yes, that's another fascinating aspect of space exploration highlighted in the download. NASA is developing nuclear-powered spacecraft, which could dramatically reduce travel times to distant planets and offer more robust power sources for long-duration missions. While not directly related to in-orbit manufacturing, it underscores the broader push towards innovative space technologies that will enable deeper and more ambitious ventures beyond Earth's orbit, supporting both scientific discovery and potential commercial expansion.
From the vastness of space to very Earth-bound, yet critical, matters like cybersecurity and tech policy, we've got some important updates. Arohi, let's start with a rather alarming incident involving government databases.
This is a stark reminder of the importance of robust security protocols. Ars Technica reported on twin brothers who wiped 96 government databases minutes after being fired from an IT job. This case serves as a critical study in why employee credentials must be immediately revoked if termination takes effect. The incident highlights the severe vulnerabilities that can arise from disgruntled former employees having continued access to sensitive systems, causing widespread data loss and operational disruption for government agencies.
That's an incredible lapse in security protocol with significant consequences. And speaking of data breaches, U.S. lawmakers are demanding answers from Instructure, the company behind the widely used Canvas education platform.
That's right. U.S. House lawmakers want to know how hackers managed to breach education tech giant Instructure not once, but twice, stealing reams of data from students who use their flagship Canvas software. This incident raises serious concerns about student data privacy and the security measures employed by major educational technology providers. Lawmakers are seeking transparency and accountability to ensure such breaches are prevented in the future and to understand the full scope of the impact on student information.
Critical questions indeed for a company handling such sensitive personal data. Finally, in broader tech policy news that touches on health, the FDA chief has reportedly resigned. What's the story there?
Ars Technica reports that the FDA chief has resigned after facing pressure from the Trump administration to approve fruity e-cigarettes. The report indicates that the chief spent a year resisting the administration's directives and making enemies within the industry. This resignation highlights the intense political pressures that can impact regulatory bodies, particularly concerning public health issues where scientific recommendations may clash with political or industry interests. It's a significant moment for the intersection of health policy and technology regulation.
A complex and weighty issue. That brings us to our final segments for today. Arohi, any updates from the startup world or major industry events?
Yes, a quick note for those in the startup ecosystem. TechCrunch Disrupt 2026 has just announced its 6 stages, built specifically for today's tougher startup market. The event, running from October 13th to 15th, will feature over 200 sessions led by 250 tech leaders. It's designed to provide valuable insights and networking opportunities in a more challenging funding environment. Also, for anyone looking for new opportunities, Substrate, a Y Combinator S24 startup, is currently hiring for a technical success manager, signaling continued growth in specific areas of the startup world.
Thanks for that industry roundup, Arohi. It's always good to see where the startup world is headed. And that wraps up another comprehensive look at the week's top tech news. Before we go, here's a surprising fun fact for you. The world's first webcam was actually invented in 1991 at Cambridge University to monitor a coffee pot. Its purpose? To prevent researchers from making wasted trips to an empty coffee machine. Talk about a very early, very practical application of remote monitoring.
A fantastic example of necessity being the mother of invention.
Indeed, that's all for today's tech news briefing. Thank you for joining us. We hope you found our discussion insightful and engaging. I'm Arjav.
And I'm Arohi.
We'll be back tomorrow with more stories shaping the future of technology. Have a great day.